Hey everyone, before we start today's show, we would love to ask you to tell us what you think about The Indicator. So if you would please go to npr.org/indicatorsurvey, that's all one word, we'd really appreciate it. And there you can give us your notes and your feedback for how we can be even better. Thanks so much.
NPR.
Molly Moon Neitzel owns Molly Moon's Homemade Ice Cream, a chain of ice cream shops in the Seattle, Washington area. She started back in 2008 with one shop and a few recipes. And at the time, she was just hoping that her shop would be a success and maybe she'd have a handful of employees. More than a decade later, Molly had 9 shops, nearly 100 employees, and business was beyond anything she could have imagined.
So before the pandemic started, we were on track to break the $10 million in a year mark, either this year or next year. And like, that is such an amazing number because very, very few women ever cross that line. And I was really looking forward to that. And things were going really well.
When COVID-19 hit Seattle, Molly had to close her shops and lay off almost her entire staff, including her own father and her best friend. She also stopped paying herself. Now, we first talked to Molly back in April, just after she had closed her shops and just after she had applied for a PPP loan. Those were loans from the government program meant to aid small businesses.
And when we spoke with her, it was right after her PPP loan had fallen through. And she was terrified that she was going to lose her business.
I can't even go to the worst case place. I care too much about the people that work for me. And I'm just not going to let the worst case happen.
Things have actually gotten a lot better for Molly's business since that really terrible time in April. Her PPP loan eventually came through, and she was able to reopen her shops. She started selling pints to local grocery stores and sold merchandise and loyalty cards online. Sales have been slow, around half of normal. But between one thing and another, Molly pulled through.
But now winter is here, which for obvious reasons is always hard on ice cream sales. And Seattle has just introduced economic restrictions for a second time after a surge in COVID cases.
All through the spring, you were worried about the survival of your business. Are you still?
No, I know we can survive now. Like, I'm not having an existential crisis. Now it's just like, it's, you know, still very stressful. Like, how are we going to do it?
Molly says she feels lucky that her business has survived. But even so, her business is in a very different place now than it was at the beginning of the year when she was on track to break the $10 million barrier.
Well, we're doing half of what we thought we'd do. I've done half of what I thought I'd do in 2020. Feels terrible.
This is The Indicator from Planet Money. I'm Cardiff Garcia.
And I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. In the early days of the pandemic, when the economic shutdowns first started happening, a lot of economists were hopeful that maybe we would see a V-shaped recovery. That is, the economy would plunge, and then it would bounce right back up, like a V.
But that is not what's happened. Today on the show, the long, slow, uneven economic recovery.
Does your economy seem sluggish? Are your interest rates feeling abnormally low? Your economy might be exhibiting symptoms of a once-in-a-lifetime recession. Ask your podcast provider about a twice-weekly dose of Planet Money. The economy can be perplexing. NPR's Planet Money can help.
When the economic shutdowns first happened back in March, a lot of people thought it would just last for a few weeks, maybe a couple of months. Workers would be furloughed for a little while, and then maybe we'd all go back to work.
Of course, that was 9 months ago. And now, in a lot of states, a second round of economic shutdowns has started.
I think we are in long, slow slog territory now.
Heidi Scherholz is an economist with the Economic Policy Institute. And she says one thing has become clear. This recovery is not going to be quick and clean.
I think the headwinds now, at least until we get a vaccine, because then things will shift. But at this point, the headwinds are really dire.
Heidi says there are a few different headwinds preventing a V-shaped recovery. For one thing, a lot of businesses are just gone. They close their doors. When a business closes like that, there are ripple effects.
For one thing, the people who own those businesses are likely in rough financial shape. And the people who worked at those businesses are also likely to be in financial hardship. And then there are all the businesses that supplied those businesses, like the bakeries, butchers, and farms that supplied all of the restaurants. They are all seeing their own bottom lines get smaller.
And so a lot of people are just spending less money right now.
And all of this together translates into lower demand. And Heidi Scherholz says a drop in demand, even a small one, has a huge effect on businesses and on the economy as a whole.
And that's a problem right now because demand is low. That means businesses see a drop in their demand for goods and services. So businesses need fewer workers. Businesses see lower profits. It actually hurts everyone.
For her part, Molly Moon has been able to rehire all of the 98 workers that she's laid off, including her dad. But even so, most of them are now just working half-time or just work way fewer hours than they did before the pandemic, which means they're also earning a lot less.
They're making about 25% less.
That's a lot less.
Yeah. When you live in Seattle and a studio apartment is $1,600 and you make $18 an hour, which is our minimum, you can't really give up 25% of that. I have a few single moms that work for me that I just, you know, I wake up thinking about these women and I fall asleep thinking about them.
Just like Heidi Scherholz says, a lot of the people who still have their jobs have also seen their financial situations change. Technically, Molly's workers are lucky. They have a job. They have benefits. But it does not mean they're in the same situation that they were in back in January.
Molly has a Zoom coffee date with a different employee each day. And she says everyone is always really kind and grateful on those coffee dates. But she's worried about what they're not telling her.
You know, people are proud and tough and resilient. So to me, who they know is working hard for them and cares about them, they're saying, I'll be okay. But yeah. Then I also know that those same people are emailing our human resources email address for grocery support. And we have a fund where if you email us, no questions asked, we will send you a $100 gift card to Safeway, a grocery store.
Right now, though, it seems like there's actually a light at the end of the tunnel. In spite of winter and the current surge in COVID cases, we also have some vaccines now, and those should be available to the public soon. After that, a lot of economists, including Heidi Scherholz, say a lot of economic activity will bounce back. We can start going back to offices and restaurants and bars and malls and ice cream shops.
Though at least for some businesses, bounce back might prove to be too optimistic. Molly says she spends a lot of time these days looking at her financial projections. And even in the very best case scenarios, with a vaccine being available really soon and people able to dine indoors again, it doesn't look anything like a V-shaped recovery.
I don't have a financial model that shows us back at 2019 sales until 2023. So I think, you know, it is not going to be a light switch. It's going to be like a slow, not even very steep uphill climb back to normal.
And this could be the case for the rest of the economy. In fact, the U.S. Federal Reserve's projections are not much better than Molly's. The central bank does not expect unemployment to be back down to 2019 levels until at least 2023, and maybe not until later than that.
In the meantime, Molly Moon is doubling down. She's just ordered a bunch of really nice outdoor furniture and heaters and umbrellas for her shops. She wants to create little patio areas where people can escape the rainy Seattle winter and enjoy a dish of ice cream. This episode of The Indicator was produced by Brittany Cronin with help from Gilly Moon, was fact-checked by Sean Saldana. The Indicator is edited by Patty Hirsch and is a production of NPR.